This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. and Iran have lobbed threats at each other following the death of Iran's top general. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has promised harsh revenge. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to attack multiple Iranian locations if Iran takes retaliatory measures. Appearing on ABC's This Week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration has charged a changed U.S. strategy toward Iran.
We're trying to contain them. We developed a strategy. As a diplomatic strategy, as an economic strategy. You've now seen some of the military components of that strategy. We're trying to correct for what was the Obama administration's appeasement of Iran. And we have to do that. We have to continue to do that, or Americans will be less safe.
On the same program, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said President Trump is ignoring the advice of the past two presidents.
President Bush, hardly a dove. President Obama had the opportunity to take out Soleimani. They didn't. What we don't know, the reasons that it had to be done now, they don't seem very clear. The document they sent us last night is very unsatisfying as to that, even though I can't talk about it.
VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon explains why the United States took this action.
The U.S. said it had to do it to protect American lives. They were worried about plots against U.S. military personnel, diplomats in the region. But this has touched off what could be a firestorm. There have been calls for revenge from Iran, from its proxies. And President Trump on social media on Twitter has said if Iran responds, the U.S. will strike fast, strike hard. And so the rhetoric has been ratcheted up. The tensions have been ratcheted up. And now it remains to be seen how this will play out, with lots of onlookers wondering if somehow both the U.S. and Iran will be able to avoid all-out war.
That's VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon, VOA News. Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. The resolution calls on the government to work to end the presence of any foreign troops on Iraqi soil and prohibit them from using its land, airspace, or water for any reason. More than 2 years after a wave of sexual assault allegations against Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, the disgraced movie mogul faces another reckoning, a criminal trial that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The case against Weinstein starts with jury selection in a New York courtroom. It's the only criminal case to arise from dozens of allegations against the disgraced movie mogul. Prosecutors say Weinstein raped a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and performed a forcible sex act on another woman in 2006. Weinstein pleaded not guilty and has said any sex was consensual. Prosecutors are looking to show that the 67-year-old was a sexual predator and plan to call several witnesses, including Hollywood actress Annabella Sciorra, who says Weinstein raped her as well. The trial could last 4 weeks once a jury is picked. Julie Walker, New York.
At least 30 people have been killed in an attack on a Libyan military academy. Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The health ministry said Sunday that the toll was likely to rise, with many more injured. Libya's capital faces growing conflict. It's under the control of the internationally recognized Government of National Accord, but faces an offensive by the rival Libyan National Army, or LNA. Forces allied with the government blamed it for Saturday's attack, which they called an aerial bombing. The foreign ministry called for LNA chief Khalifa Haftar to be referred to the International Criminal Court. They say he's guilty of crimes against humanity.
Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab says it attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan military teams on Sunday. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
A cloud of black smoke will be seen rising from a military base in the coastal town of Lamu. The base hosts Kenya and American forces. Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the Sunday attack. In a statement, the U.S. military command in Africa, known as AFRICOM, confirmed some of the smoke could have originated from the destruction of equipment at the base. In a statement, Al-Shabaab said it had taken control of part of the camp and it had inflicted casualties in the attack. Kenya Defense Forces also said in a statement they fought off the attackers and 4 militants were killed. Mohammed Yusuf for VA News, Nairobi.
Officials say at least 24 people were killed, 23 more injured after a building in Cambodia collapsed, trapping workers under the rubble. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.